quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
It is Ben Sorensen here, and of course this is My Real Country in the new extended, exciting, fantastic, I'm running out of adjectives, 1 hour format. So what you're going to need to do every week around this time is get into your phone, your diary, whatever, and just block out that time so you can sit down and enjoy the best of Australian country music. And that's really what it's all about. Although, having said that, I have slotted in one or two overseas tracks only because it is relevant to the content of the show. That's what it's all about. Great artists lined up today. We are hearing from Tracy Colleen, Lee Kernaghan, Casey Chambers, Craig Morrison, and we haven't even got to my real country interview yet. I'm very, very excited, as someone once said. And we're going to kick it off with this fella, Adam Brand. He's got his new album out, which is jam-packed with Revhead songs, and he's done a fantastic cover of this old track, which I absolutely love. It's 455 Rocket. Here it is.
Mr. Smith had an Oldsmobile, baby blue with white wheels. I took her home the day that she was advertised. He said she leaked when it would rain and sounded like an airplane, but I knew she was a jewel in disguise. A 455 rocket, biggest black light. I couldn't hardly wait just to take my turn. She was made for the straightaways. She could well hate in Chevrolets. Well, she was a rocket, she was made to burn. Junk pile piece of Chevelle is this? You boys come here to race or just kiss? Don't you wanna know what I got underneath my hood? I know she sounds like she's missing, but buddy, she could teach you a lesson. In just a quarter mile, I'll smoke you good, yeah. My 455 rocket, the kind of police drive. I couldn't hardly wait just to take my turn. She was made for the straightaways. She grew up hating Chevrolets. Well, she's a rocket. She was made to burn. As we skidded, I thought I heard angels sing, and it sounded like the Beach Boys. We hit the curb and began to sail. It took out most of the safety rail. Even the cop asked me, "Man, what'd you have in that thing?" I told him, "I had a 455. Yourself when you take that turn. Cause she was made for the straightaways. She grew up hating Chevrolets. She's a rocket. She was made to burn, 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 burn. Oh Lord, she's a rocket. She was made to burn."
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Was Metrosexual Craze. You don't have to say it like that, but I do find that it helps. Of course, that track is Tracy Killeen's from her fantastic album, Driver's Seat. Now, Tracy's picked up a Golden Saddle Award this year for her fantastic musical efforts, and she's still pulling singles off Driver's Seat, so she's getting some great mileage out of it, pardon the pun. Hey, we've got to go to a break, pay some bills, but right after that, we'll be hearing the country double play, which I think this time is one of my mates, Lee Kernaghan.
Need to get away? Then join Ben Sorensen's Real Country Bali Bash. This seven-night guided tour will show you the sights of Bali, including coup d'etat, all airfares, transfers, most meals, and exclusive concerts from country artists Diana Corcoran and Craig Morrison. There's even a palace thrown in for good measure. Check out Ben Sorensen's Real Country website for details. www.realcountrymix.com. Bali never looks so good.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and Aussie Icon are launching a massive new event, Cooler Ice RevFest 2011. It's got Australia's hottest utes and dirt bikes, babes and hunks model competition, mega rides, ending with a huge concert featuring some of your favourite country artists, and of course fireworks. Cooler Ice RevFest 2011. Keep listening to my Real Country on this station for more details soon. It's going to be huge. RevFest 2011, thanks to Cooler Ice.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you. Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here. This is my Real Country, and I'm quite excited about the country double play for this week. It's one of my mates, Lee Kernaghan. And he is the boy from the bush, definitely, born in Victoria. And he's got over 27 golden guitars to his name, 3 ARIA Awards, and he's had 26 number one hits and 10 hit albums, all of which have achieved platinum or better sales. Now, I reckon that that is a great musician right there. The first track we're going to play is, I think it's become an iconic Lee Kernaghan track. Boys from the Bush that was originally released in 95 as track number one on the Outback Club album, and he's re-releasing it as part of his Ultimate Hits album, which, incidentally, it's also number one there as well. If you haven't heard about the Ultimate Hits album, you've definitely got to get your hands on a copy. It's two huge CDs with 42 tracks of Lee Kernaghan's biggest and best songs as selected by his fans. It is an absolutely amazing album. And the other song in our double play is, of course, his latest one with Dierks Bentley, Scars. Enjoy.
Shearing sheep, we've been mustering stock, we've been culling out roots, we've been spraying the crops, we've been droving cattle up an old stock route. Now it's Saturday night, we're piling the ute. We're the boys from the bush and we're back in town. Well, the dog's in the bag and the foot goes down. Well, I have members of the Outback Club. Well, the boys from the bush come in from the scrub. Been out in the heat, we've been loading the trucks, been fixing fences, we've been choking on dust. We curse the rain, we curse the drought. Now it's Saturday night, shout. We're the boys from the bush and we're back in town. We get high when the sun goes down. We're live members of the Outback Club. We're the boys from the bush coming from the scrub. Time I stack my bike, a piece of history on my lip, the day I learned how to fight. I wouldn't listen, I had to learn. You play with fire, you're gonna get burned. Skies talking about stories, summer like medals. I got mine. Too much throttle and some gravel edges. All I saw was dust. And my whole life flashing before me. I can still feel them stitching me up. I wouldn't listen, I had to learn. You play with fire, you're gonna get burned. Scars talking about stories, summer like medals, we wear with glory. Scars fading with time. You got yours and I got mine.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Visit us on the web at www.realcountrymix.com.
Well, it is that time of year again with the APRA Awards. They were in Sydney, and as far as country music goes, Casey Chambers is doing quite all right. She's just won the 2011 Country Work of the Year Award for her composition, Little Bird. Now, she had some pretty stiff competition there with Catherine Britt and her song Can't Change a Thing. There was also McAllister Kemp's Hell Yeah and Lee Kernaghan's Planet Country, not to mention the McClymonts and their track Wrapped Up Good, but she came out on top with Little Bird. And we salute you here at Real Country, Casey Chambers, for doing some great work with Australian country. Here's the track now, Little Bird.
A little bird told me late last night, if I hold my breath and do everything right, you might come back. If I color my hair and I wear it down and I make you laugh like a circus clown, you might come back. And the little bird said with a wink of an eye, if I beg real hard and I do not cry, you might come back. If I keep my opinion under my breath and I only bring it out when the master says, you might come back. But I don't want you that bad. No, I don't want you that bad. Well, a little bird told me as plain as day, if I change my name and I change my way, you might come back. If I sell my soul for the greater cause, if I burn my records and I listen to yours, you might come back. And the little bird said in the middle of a dream, if I shut my mouth and I don't make a scene, you might come back. If I cross my fingers and curl my toes, if I look like the other girls, everybody knows, you might come back. But I don't want you that bad. No, I don't want you that bad. No,
lots of exciting stuff still to come on Real Country, including a new segment, Social Country. That's coming up next on Real Country.
Need to get away? Then join Ben Sorensen's Real Country Bali Bash. This 7-night guided tour will show you the sights of Bali, including coup d'etat, all airfares, transfers, most meals, and exclusive concerts from country artists Diana Corcoran and Craig Morrison. There's even a palace thrown in for good measure. Check out Ben Sorensen's Real Country website for details. www.realcountrymix.com. Bali never looks so good.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and Aussie Icon are launching a massive new event, Cooler Ice Revfest 2011. It's got Australia's hottest utes and dirt bikes, babes and hunks, model competition, mega rides, ending with a huge concert featuring some of your favourite country artists, and of course fireworks. Cooler Ice Revfest 2011. Keep listening to my Real Country on this station for more details soon. It's going to be huge. Revfest 2011, thanks to Cooler Ice.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
Welcome back to Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Of course, Ben Sorensen would be my name, and we're going to do a new segment. It's called Social Country. This is where you guys get to request your favourite songs. You can do that via Twitter or Facebook. And I've actually picked this one myself because it is one of my favourites. Big and Rich, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. Doesn't need any introduction. I think it actually speaks for itself. Dum da dum da dum da dum da 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 dum da dum da dum da dum da 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 da.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Stud Leroy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Thoroughbred, that's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Stud Leroy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. What, what? Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
And another social country request. If you want to send your request through, you can do that via Facebook or Twitter. This is Craig Morrison's Hot Kind of Love. It is the first single from his yet-to-be-released album that he's actually recording in Nashville with record producer Mark Moffat. Very, very cool songs coming on that album. I have had a bit of a sneaky listen to some of the tracks, and they're shaping up to be absolutely amazing. This is one of my favourites. I was there for the filming of the video clip, and it is just a toe-tapping great song that I will never get sick of. Craig Morrison's Hot Kind of Love on Real Country.
You stand tall, you stand mean. You got the longest loving legs I know I've ever seen. You got control over me. You got every guy I know down on their knees. You got long, long hair. You know just what to do. You one gorgeous looking cowgirl, and I know you know it too. You got a hot kind of love. Cupid's
I'm close to the edge. Come on and give me a shove. You got a high kind of love. You got a high kind of love. Cupid's burning arrows were sent from above. You got a high kind of love. I'm close to the edge. Come on and give me a shove. Tattoo, you're a long gorgeous looking cowgirl, and I know you know it too. You got a high kind of love. Cupid's burning arrows were sent from above. You got a high kind of love. I'm close to the edge, come on and give me a shove. You got a high kind of love.
To come on Real Country this week, my interview, which will be coming up very, very soon. But until then, can you tell me which country superstar has been honoured for reaching worldwide sales of more than 75 million units? Well, if you're not sure, you're going to have to keep listening because the answer's coming up right on the other side of this break.
Need to get away? Then join Ben Sorensen's Real Country Bali Bash. This seven-night guided tour will show you the sights of Bali, including Coup d'etat, all airfares, transfers, most meals, and exclusive concerts from country artists Diana Corcoran and Craig Morrison. There's even a palace thrown in for good measure. Check out Ben Sorensen's Real Country website for details. www.realcountrymix.com. Bali never looks so good.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and Aussie Icon are launching a massive new event, Cooler Ice RevFest 2011. It's got Australia's hottest utes and dirt bikes, babes and hunks model competition, mega rides, ending with a huge concert featuring some of your favourite country artists, and of course fireworks. Cooler Ice RevFest 2011. Keep listening to my Real Country on this station for more details soon. It's going to be huge. RevFest 2011, thanks to Cooler Ice.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
Welcome back to Real Country, and I bet I got the grey matter going during the break. Which country superstar has been honoured for reaching worldwide sales of more than 75 million units, making them the top-selling female artist in the history of country music? I sort of gave it away there. Of course, it is Shania Twain. Now, here, she's disappeared off the face of the earth. Or I think she has anyway, but she's actually been really, really busy with some great milestones, including a best-selling book. She's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, a successful TV series, and news of a headline residency at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. Oh, after all that, I'll tell you what, man, I feel like a woman.
Let's go, girls.
Yeah.
If you've cried a river, if you doubt your dreams, if you've waited in vain by a phone that don't ring, if you think a promise is something you can't trust, then you don't know my love. If you think that romance is dead and gone, that all I'm singing is the same old song, forever's a word somebody just made up, then you don't know my love. I've been falling, falling ever since I met you, trying to get you to finally see that no one's ever gonna love you like me. You better believe if you think I'm lonely, only talking trash, that my mouth's writing checks that my heart can cash. Well, here's my number, baby, call my bluff, 'cause you don't know my love. On in on this, that the stars ain't hanging on our every kiss, that my prayers weren't answered the moment you showed up, then you don't know my love, baby, you don't know my love.
I'm broadcasting.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country Highlight.
So Lee Simmons, g'day, how you doing?
Hello, how are you, Ben?
Mighty, mighty fine. Now, where are you sitting?
I'm sitting in my bedroom with my lovely backdrop of my guitar that my sister made me.
She made you a guitar.
She smashed a guitar, yes, and she made this artwork for me.
So when you smash a guitar, it's not butchering music, it's actually creating art.
Exactly.
Okay, now you've been a busy, busy girl. Now, it was in 2005, I think it was, that you won Telstra Road to Tamworth, and what a great experience that must have been for you. But you're actually going one better than that. You were taking some time out to make a fantastic album, and it took you how many years, was it?
5 years, almost. But I definitely wasn't standing still. I was touring and songwriting and recording and trying to make an album that I'd be really proud of.
And are you proud of it?
I really, really am. I hope that I can still say that in 10 years. But at this point where I'm sitting today in my bedroom, I'm very, very proud of the album.
Do you have a diary?
I have a file of facts, so I've got one better than
old
a diary.
Old school. And do you diarize your emotions and feelings and everything? Because that's really what Pieces of Me, the album, feels like. It feels like we're actually having a bit of a sneak peek through your own diary.
It's exactly what it is. It really is. Pieces of Me is a really personal album. It's something that is really close to me. I'm a really honest, open person, and my album tells that story. I'm giving away a lot of secrets in there, and a lot of people have kind of said to me, why have you been so brave? You know, why you're so brave being so honest? And I guess music is about all of that to me. It's not about being someone else and writing songs that you know are going to win your golden guitar or whatever. It's about writing a song that is you completely, and this album is completely representative of me, whether people like it or not.
So I got a problem. How'd it get to this? I grow a little weaker with every kiss. I usually keep my distance, never let them in. Somehow this one's got underneath my skin, and I'm finding things, seeing things, feeling things I've never felt before. This one's the keeper, I never let him go. I felt the touch of love right at the first low. Closing down the doors, hoping one would open and lead to so much more. Now I'm hanging on each moment that I spend in his eyes, longing for a future with him by my side. And I'm fighting things, seeing things, feeling things I've never felt before. He is a keeper, I never let him go. I felt the touch of love right at the first blow. I want to dive in deeper, forever I'm sure. My heart is his to know. The keeper of my heart, the keeper of my soul, the keeper of my hand, my life, my one's got underneath my skin.
Well, that's the interview and the show done and dusted for another week. But if that's not enough real country in your life, you can always visit our website. www.realcountrymix.com is where you need to go to get everything real country during the week. You can also connect with us on Facebook, on Twitter, and you can also see the video of all of the interviews on YouTube too. I'm Ben Sorensen. This has been Real Country, and I'll catch you next time.
Need to get away? Then join Ben Sorensen's Real Country Bali Bash. This 7-night guided tour will show you the sights of Bali, including coup d'etat, all airfares, transfers, most meals, and exclusive concerts from country artists Diana Corcoran and Craig Morrison. There's even a palace thrown in for good measure. Check out Ben Sorensen's Real Country website for details. www.realcountrymix.com. Bali never looks so good.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and Aussie Icon are launching a massive new event, Cooler Ice Revfest 2011. It's got Australia's hottest utes and dirt bikes, babes and hunks model competition, mega rides, ending with a huge concert featuring some of your favourite country artists, and of course fireworks. Cooler Ice Revfest 2011. Keep listening to my Real Country on this station for more details soon. It's going to be huge. Revfest 2011, thanks to Cooler Ice.